This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, everybody. We are glad to have you with us today. It is May 19th, and it's Tuesday, Brian. I get the day of the week right today.
It certainly is. It's primary day. We've been talking about this, feels like since January 2nd. January 20th.
We've been talking about it for quite some time.
And hey, look who came to hang out with us.
And Kanisha's back.
Is back.
Hello, everybody.
Fresh from vacation.
Yes, happy to be back with you.
You look
gentlemen.
So refreshed. Was it good?
It was great. I was in Utah, Salt Lake City.
Oh, wow.
Well, Utah is an interesting place. I used to go out there a long time ago. I would go to Provo when I was in the Army. Believe it or not, I was the test director for some external fuel tanks for the Black Hawk helicopter.
That's so cool.
And I went out there, and I know this is going to date me, but Brian's going to know who I'm talking about. There was a guy named Gary Mark Gilmore who a long time ago was the first person to be executed by a firing squad. And he did that in Utah, and Norman Mailer wrote a book about him called The Executioner's Song. And when I was in Provo, I was this little bar. By the way, a bar is a hard thing to find in Utah. It used to be. And I said, what's the claim to fame of this place? And he said, well, you're sitting where Gary Mark Gilmore used to sit. And I said, oh, that might be jinxing me. But
I'm flattered that you would think that I would know who was executed in Utah.
Well, you remember Gary Mark Gilmore, don't you?
I'm afraid I don't.
Oh, well.
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. About the same.
These are on all highway miles, I'll tell you. But
Ryan said, wait a minute.
Nah, I know a lot of things. But, you know what? Working with Bill, I learn something every day.
Well, the other thing I did out there was I went to Robert Redford's restaurant and Sundance. And that was a pretty cool place. I didn't get to see him, but I loved Utah. Utah is a wonderful place, and I'm glad you had a good time, and we are glad to have you back with us today to talk about this election, the primary election that's going to be the first probably of definitely going to be a runoff, and we'll talk about some of that stuff later. But
sure.
I'm going to mention some of the candidates that I know yesterday I went over the ballot and said, here's who all is on the ballot from kind of a Republican side. And I know you may have some Democratic input, too, from your side today. But I'm not endorsing any particular candidate. I'm just going to mention some things about, I've interviewed most every one of these people, and I'm just going to tell you some of the ones that impressed me. Wes Allen is running for lieutenant governor, and I was mighty impressed by Wes Allen. He's one of the ones to me that is running on substance and not running on just how cleverly somebody can make a commercial for him. Another one that has impressed me, I've had him in studio 3 times, and I'll tell you this, I don't think he has a very good chance at winning, but the senator's race has a lot, on the Republican side, has a lot of real good candidates in there. Barry Moore, endorsed by Trump, Jared Hudson, who is supposedly a Navy SEAL and done all this great stuff. But we had Seth Burton on the show 3 times. Seth is just running because he's a good man, and he thinks he would do a good job. He is a retired naval captain, commanded two submarines, 2 nuclear submarines. I was most impressed by Seth's intelligence, and so that's another one I like.
I will add on to that really quickly, Bill. There's a candidate, which surprisingly shares the same last name as mine, who is running for U.S. Senate, Dale Dees Jr., which I was quite surprised because, my last name is pretty rare. So that's someone else who's also on the ballot, and Jared Hudson as well, U.S. Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. U.S. Navy SEAL. And then we've seen a lot of Barry Moore. But what's interesting, too, if we go across the aisle to the Democratic side, there are first-time candidates running. And, you know, typically, I mean, Alabama always being predominantly a red state, it's interesting to see that on the Democratic side that there are some candidates who are running. And some of those, which, again, first-time candidates, include Dakari Lariat, who's a business owner, I'm learning. Kyle Sweester, who is also campaigning full-time. Everett West, who's an attorney. And Mark Wheeler, who's a chemist, which is pretty interesting about Everett West, who's an attorney. He has an experience working with law, and seeing that these folks are first-time candidates, I wonder what that says about Democratic Party, folks running for the Democratic Party, if there's a resurgence of Democratic.
Well, some of the things I've been listening to is it's like a recurring theme is it's time for some fresh blood in the Democratic Party.
Mm.
And so I think that's why we're seeing some people, not some more established people, but people coming and moving up to the next generation coming forward to serve. So maybe that's it.
Maybe. And to your point, Brian, I remember back in 2024 when it was, you know, the election for the general election, I know there was some discourse among the party about what they would do as far as leadership.
Go ahead and use that microphone. I know I'm prettier than Bill, but go ahead and use that microphone.
Pardon?
Well, people can't hear you. Use the microphone.
Oh, I know I'm prettier.
I know I'm prettier than Bill, but I mean, we want this to get out. You've got great information. We want people to hear.
My apologies. I got so excited to look at you. By the way, folks, Brian is behind me.
You're one of one.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm not going to call this guy's name, but I was watching the election wrap up this morning, and one of the Democratic candidates, they were announcing how much money they had in their campaign chest, and one guy said he had $200,000+, another had $100,000+, and the last guy they mentioned said he had $150. And just one. I don't think he's been making any of those big TV commercials that we've been seeing, but
back to back. Well, according to us, Fox 54, we looked at some campaign filings, and of course, Republicans are outraising Democrats. And as of that Wednesday afternoon, Moore had raised the most money, $2.5 million, spent most of it, 2.1 is what we're reporting.
Well, you know, the commercials you see these guys making today, and I don't want to belabor the themes. Brian and I beat that horse to death. Mm. But they are pretty professional jobs. I mean, these aren't just, you know, somebody standing in front of a microphone saying, vote for me. These almost look like Hollywood productions, some of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys going through you walking through the newsroom, you got commercials coming out of your ears over there.
Commercials to Wazoo. I mean,
I was in a waiting room at a doctor's office, and just commercial after commercial after commercial was all political. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, so now we have been asking every candidate comes in, when are they going to have the commercial where they're holding their gun and they're kicking in doors with their buddies, and the next shot is them in church with their friends and saying that Trump likes them better than you. So, I mean, you know, that is the theme. That's the recurring theme. And so, and we've also made the word woke our drinking game. So every time somebody says woke, we're going to drink.
And since you just said woke, and I've got a nice cold Coca-Cola over here, why don't we go ahead and take a break and let me take a drink of that, and then we'll come back and continue this conversation.
Have a Coke and a smile. We'll be back on The Point with Bill Crawford.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone. Plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back for six games, May 19th through the 24th. Promotions include Tail Wagon Tuesday on the 19th, halfway to Halloween night with a cash costume contest on the 22nd, and Harry Potter Weekend closes out the homestand on the 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. Let's rock it.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. That sounds like some good political music in the background, something that ought to get you up and make you want to be an American. That's John Philip Sousa marching music that I marched on the parade field at West Point many, many a time. So
salute your radio.
Salute your radio and think about me marching punishment tours at West Point, because I did a lot of those too. So
it's very patriotic.
Very patriotic. Well, I want to talk just a little bit more about some of the candidates. You know, we've interviewed most all of them, and some of the ones that impressed me. For Attorney General, Jay Mitchell, Catherine Robertson running against Pamela Casey. Pamela has been on the show three times. I've met her quite a few more times than that. She seems to me like the only candidate who's running for this who is saying, hey, guess what? I've done this stuff before. I've put people in jail. I know how to be a prosecuting attorney. She came up the hard scrabble way, you know, started work at a little kid in a barbecue restaurant, and I think Pamela Casey is great. Also, Commissioner of Agriculture. I mean, who cares who the Commissioner of Agriculture is? Well, you ought to care because that's pretty important. All the food you eat in the state of Alabama is inspected, spot inspected at least, by the Agriculture Commission. And when you put gas in your car, they make sure that if it says 87 octane, it is 87 octane. And Corey Hill is running for this. He's a real farmer who's done this for a living, and he impressed me. A couple more. One is Public Service Commission. Who cares about the Public Service Commission? What do they even do? Well, one thing I have found out that they do is they are supposed to, well, what they don't do now is they don't do this. They're supposed to regulate your power rates. They're supposed to hold public hearings and pull the utility companies in and say, how much money are you making? Why are you making this much? What are your profit margins? And that hasn't happened since Bear Bryant patrolled the sidelines at Alabama in 1981. Brent Woodall was a counselor down there for 3 years. He's on the staff. He knows where the problems are, and I think he can fix it. Just two more. One is a district court judge. Well, district court judge, if you are a citizen of the state of Alabama, your probably first interaction with the court system, if you ever have one, is going to be in district court. That's where if you have a dispute over a property line with your neighbor, or you have a small vehicle accident or something like that happens, think Judge Judy, that's where you're going to go. And Michael Tewalt is the proper pronunciation of his name. He is running for District Court Place 1. And I will tell you this, Kenesha, I thought this was kind of one of the most honest answers I had talking to these people. I said, Michael, why are you running? How did you decide to run? And a lot of people talk about their prayerful consideration, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But Michael said, I sat down and had a bottle of wine with my wife, and we talked about it, and she said, you ought to do it. And so he did. We'll see how that comes out. But other than that, he's highly qualified.
Yeah, and you're running down the list, and I didn't want to stop you because you're going at a rapid pace, but I wanted to go back to the attorney general race, which I believe is hotly contested. I've seen a lot of the ads, and one of them has stopped by our station. But before I get to that one, I did want to share like how much money in campaigning has gone toward the candidate's campaign. Robertson, she led with like nearly $4.5 million. And then after that, Mitchell with nearly $4 million. But Casey, what's interesting about her, I know you mentioned her. She, believe it or not, a few days ago, I learned that the mother of Anaya Blanchard, which I'm sure you're familiar with that case.
Yeah,
she actually endorsed Casey, which is rather interesting. And for people who may not know about Anaya Blanchard, the person who was convicted of killing her back in 2019. She was a teen from Auburn, and she was kidnapped and murdered. And so it's taken quite a while. It wasn't until this year that the accused killer, now convicted killer, was found guilty, which then in between that time, in between the trial, prompted the Anaya's Law.
Right.
Which you may have heard of. And so it's interesting to see that the mom has endorsed Casey as attorney general.
Well, Pamela has a very impressive record of dealing with people like that.
Mm.
She puts them away and locks them up and throws away the key. So that may be why that happened. So just one more that I want to talk about, and then we'll talk about other things. But the most hotly contested race, I think, in our area, at least in the Republican side, is that for State Representative District 20.
Oh, yeah.
And that is between longtime politician Mo Brooks, who was a, you know, district attorney, county commissioner, congressman, ran for Senate, got beat by Katie Britt, and now he has decided to come back. And he's running against James Lomax, who is a first-time representative. He is a sharp young man. And one thing about the two, and I say this because it's hard for me to say, Mo Brooks handed my son his appointment to West Point, and we have a picture of him, so why would I not be for him? I think Mo is a great man. I think he's served this place well, but I think James Lomax's time has came. And so, Mo, you've done a good job. You've done a lot of good stuff, but I tend to think James Lomax is going to win that race, and both would be good. James will be better.
I do want to, and I'll circle back to that, but I wanted to follow up after talking about Casey, that there is one Democratic candidate, Jeff McLaughlin, who's an attorney in Gunnersville, who's running for attorney general as well. So people will have an opportunity to choose on the Democratic Party side who they would like to be their attorney general, and that is Jeff McLaughlin from Gunnersville. He's local.
Do you know if he's opposed or if he's running?
He's just the sole Democratic candidate.
Okay,
just him.
So he'll be on the next ballot.
Yeah. He's already. Which reminds me, and we can skip around if we want, but for a state auditor, there is Commissioner Violet Edwards for District 1, Madison County. Commissioner for District 1, Violet Edwards, who is running for state auditor. She's also the sole Democratic nominee for that race in particular. So she will advance to the election in November.
If they are unopposed right now, they will not be on the ballot this
year. Yes.
So she'll be on the ballot next time. Yeah. The two state auditors, Republican Derek Chin and Andra Sorrell, I don't have a dog in that fight at all. You know, I just don't. You know, they both seem to be fairly competent, and one of them has a funny commercial, and one of them has a political commercial. So if you like to laugh, vote for Sorrell. If you want to be more political, vote for Chin. I have no idea what separates those two, but anything else on the ballot before maybe we talk about just some election stuff in general?
Those are the only ones that stand out. We mentioned whoever was running on the Democratic side of the races for today's primaries, but those are the key primary races that we've covered and that we'll be watching closely. Our news team has been on top of it, and we mentioned this during one of our breaks, which Brian can agree to. During this time for us in the newsroom, people who may not be familiar with newsroom culture, not many people are, but when it is election day, we have what's called like election day pizza. And it is what Brian said, a tradition. I believe last election, the general election, though, we changed it up a bit. We had election day tacos. So we switched it up, but traditionally it's pizza.
Usually it's delivery pizza, simply because they'll bring it to because everybody's busy. We've had it catered a couple other times, about a couple other things. But keep going back to pizza just because it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's Friday night football, you eat pizza. And then anytime there is an election or severe weather coverage, pizza.
Yes.
And we always tip the guy well, but especially in severe weather, because he had to get out in that weather.
Well, now, I do not know who you're going to use to order the pizza, but on our Zone Deals page, we have a deal from Donato's Pizza, and you can get $50 worth of pizza for $25.
I'm going to send one of those coupons to your news director and let him see.
While we're talking about pizza, one good spot that I've tried quite a few times is off of Jordan Lane. Just before you get to the exit to get to 565, mm-hmm. Mata's? I forget the name of it. But they had just opened, December 2024.
We get Mazzo's Pizza in my house.
Is it Mazzo? I have to Google.
I got a calzone as big as my head. And it was just fantastic. And my wife got the... what did she get? Some sort of pasta. But then I've got a Stromboli the next time I got it. It was wonderful.
Mazza Pizza. There Mazza you go.
Pizzas, yes.
I said Mazza's because there is a Mazza's Pizza, but there's but here in Huntsville, it's Mazza's Pizza.
Well, see, I grew up with a Mazza's Pizza. Mr. and Mrs. Rodopoulos owned that in my hometown of Anniston, Alabama.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's where my mom is from.
Oh, wow.
Calhoun County.
You know about Mazza's then.
That's why I mentioned Mazza's.
Yeah. and Mrs. Rodopoulos was everybody's grandmama, and she took care of all of us high school kids coming in there.
Well, you know, there's a pizza place that's – I've been there one time. It's out by the Trash Panda Stadium. And you go there, and the person comes, and you order your pizza. And then they have a little robot that brings it to you.
Oh.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
How does that little guy know where to go? But he was running all over the place and went to the right place. So election day. So what? You're just having regular news coverage, and y'all are going to do cut-ins as appropriate, or how are y'all going to do that?
What we're going to do is just cover it during our 5:30 and 6 or 9. We're keeping track, obviously, of the polls as the results come in. We do know the polls close at 7 p.m. And if you're still in line by the time the polls close, you can still vote. So that's another important thing to mention for folks who may be running behind on time or are wondering if they can still vote, but that's how we're gonna run it, and we have people scattered about, so definitely stay tuned and watch on Fox 54. It's now Fox 54 app, our Fox 54 app, which is downloadable on Apple TV, Fire TV, and Roku devices. We have a live stream of the results as they come in, so even if we're off air and we're not in our newscasts, or we're not airing or streaming our newscasts, you can still find those updates on our Fox 54 app.
Well, we're sending a bunch of good vibes to y'all's web team because I know that they're going to be doing the heavy lifting to keep that going online and on your website.
That day that you gave a nice little shout out to our digital team, JJ Vincent and Awesome Pallant. I made sure I let them know
yes.
that you shot at them out.
They especially as how news gathering is moving forward at a rocket's pace. Those guys are on the leading and bleeding edge of news, the future of news coverage. So, you know, buy them a coffee. Make sure they're getting first in line for the newsroom pizza tonight. You know, just take care of them because they're going to make you look good.
Yeah.
At a rocket's pace, that seems like a very apropos phrase for this town that we live in. So, Kanisha, what else, anything else on the election before we talk about other stuff that's happening in the news?
That's just about it. We've been closely watching. I know I can talk about a referendum over in Falkville. There's been this issue of wet dry back in 2010, I believe June of 2010. They decided to make it a dry town, but that's up on the ballot for folks who are in Morgan County, whether they want their town to be wet or remain dry.
I mean, let me tell you a little story about that because
sure.
I grew up in a small town in Tennessee where most bizarre circumstances, the inner city was dry, outside the city limits was wet. So that was odd. But I had one of my roommates from West Point come down to visit with me, and we had a place rented on the Tennessee River, and we were driving from Lawrenceburg to Florence, and we were listening to 103 WQLT. And they had, I'll never forget this because I'll remember the name forever, Reverend Haskell Sparks was on there, and he had a lady that he was interviewing who was crying about how her husband had become victim to demon alcohol, this and that, and my roommate was from New York, and he started laughing. He was just dying laughing. He said, "You guys have like Saturday Night Live on the radio?" And I said, "No, man, that's not Saturday Night Live. That's real."
Yeah.
never a person from New York City never even could comprehend a wet or a dry place.
Well, the same thing back in 2024 when we had the general election, and one of the referendums was in Marshall County because Marshall County was it's considered wet, but it's one of the cities itself was dry. So it was like a borderline. Okay, if you cross over, you don't know whether you're going to be in the wet area or the dry area. It was just a whole thing. And so that was also back in 2024. So I don't know if that's a trend here in North Alabama, but I'm seeing it consistently every election cycle, well, since 2024.
Well, it bounces around from county to county. Mm-hmm. And as I used to tell people when I was in the military, pretty much the only place in the United States of America where that is an issue that's voted on is in the South. Mm-hmm. You know, in the North, which is populated by a lot of European immigrants, where, mm-hmm. like in Europe, I lived over there for a while, beer is their iced tea because the water's not any good. So, yeah, you didn't want to drink the water over in Germany, but the beer was just fine. So anything else going on in the news that you want to chat about?
Well, this is more lighter news, not so much hard news, but we're getting ready to close out our school year. So we got to thank our teachers. My mom, she's not here in Alabama. She's originally from Alabama, but she's in South Florida. That's why I have such a personal connection to the teachers here in the Tennessee Valley. Not only is it Election Day, but for us at Fox 54, it's Top Teacher Tuesday. And as we get ready to close out the school year, I was ripping and running earlier this morning. I was able to surprise two teachers out in Morgan County and another one back here in Madison County. So you can expect a special treat tonight with one of our teachers out in Morgan County. It really was an honor to see her. And it's a special treat in more than one way, which you'll see.
Okay.
But it was so great to be able to see her. I guess I'm kind of giving it away. It's a she. But get to see her being awarded in that way. And I can't say enough. Our teachers, they deserve all the applause because they do so much for us.
And school's wrapping up this week. I think I live near Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary, and I think I saw on their sign Thursday is their last day of school. Be careful around the Von Braun Center. That's where we're having all the graduations. So traffic is going to be busy now through the end of the week. So as all the schools go through the having their graduations in the arena, and a lot of proud moms and dads and grandmamas and granddads. So be careful down there, especially with all the construction. That complicates it.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. I actually got caught up in the traffic on the way to the station.
Yeah.
So, that's a good traffic update.
I went down Monroe working on some stuff yesterday, and I was just kind of marveling how much construction is, and especially right down there during the traditional, you know, over there, the main entrance to the arena area. There's a lot of single lanes through there, so be careful. Also keep an eye out where you're going to park. I would suggest find the parking lot that's run by our friends at Troop 400. They do a lot of fundraising by renting out spaces in parking lots, and it's usually same cost as everywhere else, and you get to help a good scout troop.
Or you could Uber.
Or you can Uber it too, yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all a question. This is you mentioned graduation. We hadn't even remotely planned on talking about this. But here's a pet peeve of mine. Mm. You go to a graduation or you go to a little kid's play or you go to something at church where your kids are doing something, and there's one person sitting there with about 20 seats, and they say, "You can't sit here. These are saved." Is that legitimate or is that bogus? What do you think, Kenesha?
I think it's legitimate. But the question is, will people actually respect it or will they say, no, they're not here, so I'm taking up the seats?
Well, my little thought on that, and I would close my eyes and think evil thoughts, but I'd probably go ahead and let her save her seats anyway. But, you know, if it doesn't have a ticket associated with it, if it's not assigned, I don't really think it's legitimate. I think you can save a seat for your spouse. That's legitimate.
Yeah, maybe a couple of seats.
But
I mean, you can't do a whole row.
No, I've seen my daughter got into it with somebody when she was at Alabama in the student section which student section in Alabama is wild and woolly. And they said, "You cannot sit here because all these seats are saved." You don't tell my daughter something like that.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Now you get stuck at someone saving too many seats. You can guarantee that's the lady who's trying to video the whole thing on her iPad by holding it over her head and blocking your view.
Mm, fun.
It's a direct correlation by how many seats she saves by how big that iPad is in front of your face.
or the hat or whatever, or the, well, they don't let umbrellas in those things. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back, Kanisha, and we'll wrap it up with you. God, what will we talk about next? But this is fun.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Have you tried indoor golf yet? You need to check out The Golfus. The Golfus is Huntsville's newest, nicest, and only multi-location indoor golf venue. Spend an hour on the virtual range working on your game or play more than 2,000 golf courses. Our grand opening pricing makes us the best value in town. And if you really love it, grab a limited-time, unlimited golf membership for only $99 a month. Get all of the details at thegolfus.com.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Before you build, know the ground beneath you. OMI Incorporated has been North Alabama's trusted name in geotechnical engineering for over 30 years. We provide subsurface investigations, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing to keep your project moving forward with confidence. Commercial, industrial, and public projects, OMI has the experience to get it right. OMI Incorporated, experience below the surface. Visit omi-eng.com. Or call 256-837-7664.
Cummins has kept the world running for more than 100 years. Since their founding in 1919, Cummins has been dedicated to leading the charge towards a future with smarter, cleaner power. Cummins sales and service locations are right where you need them when you need your engine or generator set service. And now, Cummins has a new Huntsville branch opening June 10th. They're located on Highway 31 in Tanner, just north of Calhoun College. Cummins expert technicians will keep you up and running. Call them at 205-808-2210.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705, /52808.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Another warm afternoon across North Alabama, southern Middle Tennessee, a partly sunny sky. Temperatures climbing into the upper 80s and lower 90s, dropping into the upper 60s, lower 70s as we head into the overnight. We're talking about an opportunity for rain as we head into your Wednesday. Widespread at times, but the day's not going to be a complete and total washout. Temperatures climbing into the lower 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, producer Brian Temple, and our special in-studio guest, we try to have her here weekly, and that is Miss Kenesha Dees from Fox 54 News.
As much as she can stand us.
Hello, anyway. Hello, everybody.
Oh, we're glad you're here. And I'll tell you something I did during the break. You guys didn't notice this, but if you saw me grab my little mouse and click something, as you know, I'm a former federal employee, and we used to have to get 100 hours of continuous learning points, a point being 1 hour, and it was all this ridiculous stuff, these courses you had to take and blah, blah, blah. And I just got an email during the break that said, "Dear Mr. Crawford, you're falling behind this year and your continuous learning point schedule." And
oh,
how nice it was just to hit that thing and delete it and say, "I don't really care about your continuous learning points anymore."
Doesn't concern you.
It does not concern me at all. Did you know, Kenesha, that now Huntsville is the 100th largest city in the United States of America?
It comes as no surprise. We've seen just so much expansion across Huntsville and the metro area.
Yeah, we bumped Norfolk, Virginia, which is where I was born, bumped them out. And so yay to Huntsville, Alabama. We are now officially in the big time. We are the largest city in Alabama, yep, by the way. So folks, if you're out there listening and you have not got Kenesha, you don't have yours yet either, your little I voted sticker. It's not too, well, you can't register to vote now, but Kenesha, you were looking at some of the information, and there you can still go down there and vote. Tell our
you
listeners
can.
How you can
you
do
can.
That.
And way to call me out, Bill.
Was
but
that,
yes,
yeah.
Calling
shame
me
on
out.
You.
Shame on you. Shame. Yes, I've been ripping and running, but I will vote. Thank you. I was just mentioning that, let's say you show up to the polls, right? Because we have what? A little more than 4 hours before the polls close, which again, if you're in line by 7 o'clock, you can still vote as long as you're in by 7 o'clock. But let's say you show up to the polls and you're ready to go. You have your ID and everything set to mark the ballot of your choice. And then they say, "Oh, you're not on the voter's registration list. Can you still vote?" Well, yes, you can. For whatever reason, your name may not be on the ballot. You can vote. You would just have to vote on a provisional ballot. You can mark that ballot. The only difference is that your provisional ballot will be set aside. And if you register to vote before the deadline, you know, they do a check on your registration status, and you did register before the registration deadline, then your vote will count.
Yeah, and that is exactly right. You know, I voted early this morning. I had a lot of stuff to do today, and I wanted to get it over with. A lot of people in line when I voted, and, you know, there's always a conundrum about, you know, should I have an ID? Hey, they take the ID now, and they have a little gizmo there that looks like something.
Oh, yeah, they scan the ID now.
Yeah, they take a picture of it,
mm-hmm,
and then it goes through whatever thinking it's got to go through and said, yeah, this person is legitimate. I certainly hope it's legitimate because I went through quite a bit of agony to get. Do you have your star ID yet?
I do. That's how I was able to fly out to Utah without no problem and not having to pay $45.
See, that's something I still got to work on.
Uh-oh.
I am behind on that. That's
uh-oh.
One of the things I'm going to work on before 4th of July.
Okay.
And get that done.
Well,
and I never complain that there's a long line at the polling place. I never complain there's a long line because that's a good thing.
No, that's a good thing. But I was just mentioning the fact that not only you don't just show an ID here, there I am, let me vote. They take a picture of it, they scan it, and then they flip the little screen around, and you got to accept the fact that that's who you are, and then you got to sign it and submit it. So, I just don't see how. If other states do that, how people can say elections are stolen. I just do not get that point. So you can still vote. Kenesha told you how to do that. And also, I was reading, we had Donnie Shaw, who's our head of the Madison County Board of Registrars. And he said if you go down there and you don't even have an ID and a couple of the poll workers know who you are, they can say, yep, that's Kenesha. I know her. They'll still let you do the provisional ballot.
Yeah, we talk with Secretary of State Wes Allen about it, and he shared with us, just so people get an idea more of what a provisional ballot is, he said that provisional balloting process is a way for if someone is in question, when they walk into the precinct, like if they're just saying this is where they vote, this is their precinct. This is where they've always voted. And so that's part of the process with provisional ballots. And then just to give people a little bit more context, he added that, and this is this is coming from Secretary of State Wes Allen, within 7 days of the election, voters can go to the boards of registrars who handle those provisional ballots after Election Day and present their photo identification, and then that vote will count. So just think, this is just for anybody who may experience this when they're at the polls, because things do happen. And we just want to make sure that, hey, don't fret. If you know that you registered to vote, you're in the system, you're active, an active voter, and it just so happens that your name is not on that voter registration list, that doesn't mean that your vote won't count. It'll still count.
And one other thing about that, a lot of the races that are contested for the state, you know, you have to have 50% of the vote. If you don't have 50% of the vote, then that is called a plurality, and a plurality does not win. You have to have a majority, and that means they are going to go into a runoff, and the runoff is going to be June 16th. And most of the races that I've been tracking, at least on the Republican side, that are contested for some of the major state offices, they are going to go into a runoff. So, Kenesha, final words, anything on Election Day? Because we need to take a break.
Yes, just go out and vote. Go out and vote and make your voice heard.
And if you don't vote, in my opinion, you lose your right to complain because you had a chance to have your say and you didn't take care of it. So, Brian, let's go ahead and get out of here. Kenesha, thank you for coming by today.
Thank you, Kenesha. Bill's so much more better behaved when you're here.
That's right. All right, we'll take a break. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. Back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Cummins has kept the world running for more than 100 years. Since their founding in 1919, Cummins has been dedicated to leading the charge towards a future with smarter, cleaner power. Cummins sales and service locations are right where you need them when you need your engine or generator set service. And now, Cummins has a new Huntsville branch opening June 10th. They're located on Highway 31 in Tanner, just north of Calhoun College. Cummins expert technicians will keep you up and running. Call them at 205- 808-2210.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner.
You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Folks, welcome back into Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Pimple. We just had Kenesha Dees with us. She does a great job on Fox 54 News. Tune her in tonight and see what she has going.
And also, go ahead and get that Fox 54 app. You get news and weather there. What I do every morning is the Morning Rush. You get news and weather and sports all in a little 10-minute video. Now you get you well-informed for start your day. It's Kenesha. It's Jordan. You hear them here. You hear them on the Morning Rush on the Fox 54 app.
And Jordan, hopefully we'll have some more good weather news for us. It's great today.
So.
It's almost 90 degrees. I've been tempted to get wet, you know.
Yeah.
It's just almost good enough to get
it
wet.
It didn't take long at all for Ollie the Wonder Dog to drop her frisbee in the backyard last night.
Okay.
And get to sit down in the weeds and pant. So what we're going to do is...
Okay, Brian, can you take us to break? I've got to go get a guest.
Absolutely. We've got a few more minutes left until we get to the break, but I want to go ahead and have you do. Wait, we got Veterans Corner is a good one. We have live in-studio guest Ray Zimmerman's coming on to talk to us for Veterans Corner on The Point with Bo Crawford. We'll be back at the top of the hour, get an update from the news and the weather, and we'll be back.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed. Poor stay poor, the rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on. You can smell that flavor up and down the road. It's a little taste of heaven, and everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on. Kanaka sausage. It's just a little taste of heaven.
On Saturday, May 30th, the best wrestlers on the planet take flight in Rocket City. The high-flying action of AEW returns to Huntsville for the first time in over 1 year. Saturdays are for collision. And on Saturday, May 30th, Huntsville is all elite. AEW Collision, live from Von Braun Civic Center. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20 at AEWTIX.com.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are lower in afternoon trading as the tech-led rally continues to lose momentum and as 10-year Treasury yields continue to spike. Oil prices remain elevated as inflation fears mount, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $108 a barrel. Investors will be digesting a batch of earnings this week, including from the world's most valuable company, Nvidia, after the closing bell on Wednesday. Its results could be a test of the recent tech-fueled stock market rally. And shares of CoreWeave are down 6%. After the Wall Street Journal reported that Alphabet and Blackstone plan to create an AI cloud company to rival CoreWeave using Google's specialized chips. And United Airlines is expecting strong passenger numbers this summer. However, the upbeat outlook isn't helping its stock, which is falling 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
This past Monday, U.S. District Judge Anna Manasco denied a motion from the state of Alabama to use the 2021 map of state Senate districts. This request from the state is in addition to the 2023 congressional map that was cleared for use by the U.S. Supreme Court as part of their recent ruling in Louisiana versus Calais, and that map will be used in the August special primary regarding congressional districts. Manasco, however, has not agreed to let an old map be used for the two state Senate races, districts 25 and 26. Those districts were ordered to be redrawn by Manasco just last year for the upcoming 2026 election. The new map that Manasco approved was submitted by a University of Alabama undergraduate student as Remedial Plan 3. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall filed an emergency motion within the district court as well as one within the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to do away with this new court-ordered state Senate district map. It's not yet determined if the 11th Court will intervene and overrule Manasco. As it stands, the court-ordered map will be used for this Tuesday's primary, but if it's overruled, it could be incorporated within the special primary election that'll be held in August. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A high school coach in Montgomery has been placed on probation for violating recruitment rules that have been issued by the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Zach Golson is the head football coach at Mary G. Montgomery High School. He will be suspended from coaching for the 2026 to 2027 school year. The football team will be able to play its regular game season but cannot participate in any postseason play. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair? Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Cummins has kept the world running for more than 100 years. Since their founding in 1919, Cummins has been dedicated to leading the charge towards a future with smarter, cleaner power. Cummins sales and service locations are right where you need them when you need your engine or generator set service. And now, Cummins has a new Huntsville branch opening June 10th. They're located on Highway 31 in Tanner, just north of Calhoun College. Cummins expert technicians will keep you up and running. Call them at 205-808-2210.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight under a mostly cloudy sky. Temperatures dropping into the upper 60s and lower 70s. We're talking about scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into your Wednesday. I don't believe the entire day is going to be a washout, but rain is fairly likely Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. Temperatures only climbing into the lower 80s. We'll maintain the rain chances on Thursday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, and we have an in-studio guest today, and that is Ray, your retired colonel, right? Retired Colonel Ray Zimmerman. Ray, how are you doing? Okay, I think you're going to have to get a little closer. You know, that's why we have a producer on this show, because I was just given 5 demerits for not turning his mic on.
Well, I hope you don't get any more.
Hey, I got many demerits when I was at West Point.
Oh, no, I understand.
Don't worry
about
Bill. He's used to running at a deficit.
I'm used to running it. In fact, my son and I, you know, when you get 100 punishment tours at West Point, which, folks, punishment tours at military academy is just walking around a quadrangle. But if you have 100, you're called a century man. My son and I together are a double century man. I have 135. He has 65. So not many can take that rare honor. But that's a good segue into talking about veterans issues. And Ray, today is a day on the show. I call this segment the Veterans Corner. And what I like to do on this is bring issues to the attention of our listeners, especially those who might be veterans who just don't know about these things. And, you know, ever since we've been doing this show, you would be amazed. Well, you may not be amazed, but there's so many things that veterans have access to that they just don't know about. So, Ray, I noticed you and your lovely wife, Laura, right? Y'all both have a nice I voted sticker on.
We did. Yeah.
That's a good thing. I bet y'all are probably like me. I bet y'all did that first thing in the morning, right?
A little bit later than that. Yeah, we did it on the way here. We had some other activities this morning.
Well, Ray, just give us a little brief synopsis of your military career, because I know people are in our listeners want to hear, that's a veteran. Well, tell us a little bit about what you've done.
Well, I was drafted in 1969. There's kind of a funny side to that. I was working at the local Buick dealer at the parts department. I had ordered some tires to fix up a car I was working on, and my father called me and he said, "Have those tires come in yet?" And I said, "No." He goes, "You might want to cancel the order." I said, "Why?" He says, "Well, there's a letter here from the president saying greetings," which was a draft notice. So I ended up going to Fort Benning, spent some time enlisted, went to E5, got my commissioned field artillery second lieutenant, spent the next roughly 30 years on and off active duty doing various things. I'm a field artillery officer, so I have commanded a field artillery battalion. I've also commanded a brigade. I've commanded a joint task force. And had the pleasure of working as a division chief of staff.
And, folks, that is a rather checkered career and a very distinguished career, but I just got a military question, and we got plenty of time to talk about all this stuff. You know, I, too, was in the field artillery for a while and also worked out on the arsenal during helicopter and missile development. And I just, do you think there's still a place in the Army's world for these heavy metal artillery pieces you got to drive around or tote around or pull around when you can put a whole bunch of missiles in the back of a pickup truck size thing and just fire them accurately as one can?
Interesting question, because just recently there's been a development new and more modernized wheeled vehicle field artillery systems. So they're going away from the track systems like the old M109 howitzers. They're doing away with those, and they're doing wheeled vehicle systems, which are lighter, they move faster. As far as the missiles are concerned, you know, there's a lot of people don't know there's a whole other side to the field artillery, and that's the rocket side of
that's
it.
That's absolutely right.
You've got HIMARS and MLRS and ATACMS, which, by the way, is all run out here at Redstone Arsenal. The people out there take care of those systems. So I think while they're heading towards more of a missile side in the field artillery, not air defense artillery, there's still a need for your basic on-the-ground howitzer with troops pulling lanyards.
Number one, how many there were? Six men, number one man, number two man,
yeah.
Three, four, five.
Everybody had their own position, yes.
Everybody had their own position. One little funny story from me about that, this was not an Army story. This is when I was a federal employee and I worked at AMRDEC, Aviation and Missile Research Development and Engineering Center, and I was told to go to the Fires Center, which was Fort Sill, and we were there to represent just a, you know, we, my buddy and I who went, we were peons. Well, somebody mistook our invitations, and we were down there seated with the generals, and we were both GS-13s, and somebody looked at me and they said, Mr. Crawford, what is Redstone Arsenal's position on this? And I said, sir, you got the wrong guy.
The wrong person to ask.
At the next break, we left that area and went and found a seat in the hinterland so nobody would bother us anymore.
I think part of that is there's such a esprit de corps within the field artillery. And I think because of that, a lot of those systems are going to continue. I actually work with a guy who was my executive officer years ago, and he has developed a field artillery association
in
Alabama, but he's operating out of Pennsylvania, and we're the first unit of our kind that we know of that has actually sat down and put together a 501c3, and we have a big reunion every year, and the esprit de corps that's evident in those guys that were pulling lanyards 30 and 40 years ago is pretty impressive.
Well, believe it or not, it was a lot of fun, and I will tell you this. People say, oh, you went to field artillery school and then you went to flight school. Which one was harder? Field artillery school was infinitely harder than having the motor skills needed to fly a helicopter. I remember we would do all these massive calculations on, I'm sure you know what a MET message is.
Yeah.
A MET message is a weather report where you go through and do all these calculations, and then you'll get a correction to give to the guns for their firing. Mm-hmm. And you could do 8 hours of, you know, hours and hours of calculations and come up with right one.
Yes.
Or left one.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It's an interesting point you bring up because when I first took command of my battalion, I did an inventory of some of the equipment, and I'm an old fire direction officer.
Right.
So I went and looked at the FDC equipment, and it hadn't been maintained very well. And I said, why isn't this equipment being maintained? And they said, well, we use the battery computer system now. So they use all the computerized systems. Nobody was being taught manual gunnery at Fort Sill. And so from that point forward, while I commanded that unit, I said, anytime we go to the field, you can run your battery computer system, but you're going to have, and you'll understand this, charts and darts.
Absolutely.
Sitting there next to it, just so you guys know how to run that in case you have a problem with the computer.
I have a similar story to that, but I don't think we'll have time to get into it. I guess I could, on that, I could give a check or hold, and I'll say I'll hold on that story.
Yes.
An old field artilleryman knows what that is. But folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to retired Colonel Ray Zimmerman about Veterans Court. That's what we're here to talk about today, and we'll get back into that in just a few minutes. Let a few old soldiers reminisce. How about that?
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years, and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
Baumhauer's Restaurant, legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to Baumhauer's.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
We have been selling printer supplies for 50 years. Today, we've made it easier than ever to make sure our customers get the best price and the best support.
You can order supplies online with our guaranteed low prices, saving 40% and getting our award-winning on-site service for free.
There's no catch. Ask any of our customers. We want to be more than just a vendor. We want to be a partner in your success.
Thank you.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, producer extraordinaire Brian Temple, and in-studio guest retired Colonel Ray Zimmerman and his lovely wife, Laura. And we're glad everybody's here today. Most all of us have got our voting sticker on, so we've done that duty. Don't have to worry about it anymore. But a couple of weeks ago on the show, we had a special guest, and that was Circuit Judge Ruth Ann Hall. And what she does is one of her duties. She has many things that she does, but she presides over what is known as the Veterans Court. And that's not something that exists in every county in the state of Alabama. And Ray, tell us a little bit firstly about the Veterans Court. What is it?
Veterans Court program gives opportunities to veterans who have stepped aside of the law. Let me put it that way. That have done something wrong, they've gotten in trouble, you know, with the courts, with the judicial system. They apply for admission into the Veterans Court. They go through a checking system to make sure they're eligible for Veterans Court. And then they get to attend the court for typically a year in length. And if they complete the course, the program, successfully, then there's no conviction. There can still be an arrest. You'll always have an arrest, although Alabama right now is working on an expungement law to get rid of those arrests. But if you apply for a job somewhere and fill out an application, if you wrote down you'd been arrested, it's not that big a deal. But if you've been convicted, it is a big deal. So Veterans Court allows you to go through the program, and if you are successful, there is no conviction.
Well, now, if you're a veteran out there listening and you have an issue like this, a couple of things I recall from reading briefly about it. Is it not a part of the application process that the veteran has to have sort of some kind of substance abuse issue? Or did
not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. The crimes range. A lot of them are substance abuse, whether it be drugs or alcohol. We have a lot of guys that come in through DUI. We have some that come in through possession of controlled substances. But it's not strictly controlled substances. There are other things that they might come to the court program for.
But now they cannot be admitted into this program if they have done something violent, I would assume.
This is correct. We do not accept anything that's a Class A felony. So most of these are misdemeanors or Class B or a Class C felony.
And a Class A felony for the unlearned ear such as mine.
Murder. Rape.
Okay, yeah, bad stuff.
Bad stuff. Big crime, big theft, grand theft. We don't accept anything like that.
Well, now, why do we have a veteran? Is it just because we have so many veterans here in our area? Why do we have this in Huntsville and they don't have one in Limestone or Marshall or other counties that are around the state?
The way it got started, and as far as the state of Alabama is concerned, Judge Hall started this program in August of 2013.
Wow,
and I've been fortunate enough to be with her since day one. Okay, at that time there was only a program in Birmingham, and a program I think over in the Cullman area, DeKalb County. There was a program over there. Now those programs have grown and developed, and we have several in the state of Alabama. Judge Hall and her crew, us, actually helped Jackson County and Cullman County get started with their programs. The way the program got started is Judge Hall was an adult drug court judge. And occasionally she would have a veteran that would come through that had a drug problem, and she realized that there was no specific activity or program focused just on veterans, even though this had been going on in other states for a few years, not many. 2010 or 11, New York started the first Veterans Court program in the country. So Judge Hall saw veterans coming through a non-veterans court program that could use such a program, and then she started that program.
Well, I take it from the fact that Judge Hall started this, that this is something that that's not associated with the VA, and the VA probably has nothing like this, right?
Yes, that's correct. But we do work hand-in-hand with the VA. We have representatives from the VA that come to court. They work with our veterans to help them with their VA benefits. Kind of an interesting point here is when the program first got started, it was all about keeping somebody from having a conviction. But we found out very quickly it's a holistic program. There's lots of things that we can do within Veterans Court to help these veterans that are having problems. All of the mentors, and I can talk at great length about the mentors, we all have the experience and take the time to help veterans work through issues like with the VA or with housing or with getting a DD-214 or whatever they might need to have done. So we help them with all of that as well.
Well, that is such a good thing, and I'm glad to hear that that exists. So one more thing just in general about Veterans Court. You said, I do believe you are in the role of a mentor.
I am.
And I know you can talk a lot about that, and we've got some time. So tell us, let me digress for 1 second, because I want to ask this before we get into your specific role. Let's say a veteran is in trouble. They've done something wrong, and they've been arrested, and they know they're going to have to go somewhere. How do they find out? How do they even know about Veterans Court? Because I would imagine just the arresting officer is not going to know they're a veteran.
You are right on track there. Some of the lawyers here in town are aware of the fact that there is such a thing as Veterans Court. So you have to assume that they ask the question or they find out that their client is, in fact, a veteran. So if the lawyer knows that they're a veteran and knows about Veterans Court, then they refer them over to the program, and they go through an application process, which we can talk about in a minute. In some cases, I'm aware of the fact that occasionally we'll find out through the jail system that there is a veteran in jail, and we can go talk with them and see what their needs are.
Well, now, for a veteran to participate in this program, is there any limitations or restrictions on the type of discharge? Like if somebody had...
There is. Typically, an honorable discharge is acceptable, obviously, okay? But a general discharge is also acceptable. No dishonorable discharges. There's no DDs. We don't accept anybody with that. But if they have an honorable or an other than honorable, a general discharge, we will take them. Part of the application process, which I also serve on the compliance committee.
Okay.
And the compliance committee consists of three of us. There's an assistant district attorney who represents the state. There is a medical health expert. And then there's me, who serves as a military subject matter expert. Okay. So we all three review these applications, and we take a look at them. I look at them primarily from the military perspective, because I read through the DD-214s, I read through the applications, and in some cases they're a quick yes. There's no issue. I mean, there's nothing there that looks out of place. But occasionally we do get one there's some questions that we may have, so we will call those folks in to do an interview so we can ask these questions and verify that what we're reading is accurate. That meeting is attended by myself, also the ADA, and the mental health person. And they're also looking at things from their own perspective as well.
Well, now, for our listeners out there who may not speak the lingo, DD-214 is essentially a document that you get when you're discharged that summarizes your military career. And by the way, if you are married to a veteran or related to one or whatever, they need to have that, because that comes into play for your benefits, your burial, many, many things. So somebody goes to you guys, they go through your three-man committee to get an application, and it's approved. What happens next?
then we inform the judge that we are recommending that there is approval, that they can be into the program. They come to court. Usually takes about a month for this process to be complete. They come to court. Judge Hall takes their plea, and it's an interesting process because every step of that process would be the same as if somebody was about to go to jail, okay? But when she gets to a certain point, she says, okay, you are now in the Veterans Court program, and she sets that aside, okay? And that document literally stays aside. It's in her office. It doesn't go anywhere else.
Now, when they're doing that, do they have legal representation, or is that
they do?
Okay,
they do have legal representation. I'm going to take a quick sip of water here.
Go right ahead and take a quick. I took a quick sip of my Crystal Coca-Cola here, so I allow you a sip of water. So continue on, Ray.
So what she does then is it's a pretty lengthy plea taking. That's probably not the right term, but the system that she talks to them, asks them a lot of questions, you know, is did you actually do this? Are you pleading guilty? Because they have to plead guilty to this. And the reason why they have to plead guilty is if for some reason they don't pass the program, then the guilty plea takes over.
Okay.
The other thing that happens, which is very important too, is once the plea is taken, Judge Hall assigns two mentors. There's 14 of us right now in the program that serve as mentors. Most of us have two mentees to take care of. The reason why it's that count is because every mentee or participant gets two mentors. And the reason for that is if mentor A can't be in court, mentor B can be in court. Because one of the things the mentors do is they stand with the participant as they're standing there before the judge. And standing before a judge can be kind of nerve-wracking. So it's good that they have somebody standing there with them. Those two mentors also spend a lot of time talking, meeting with, conversing, communicating, however you want to say it, with their mentee. Typically, that's by email, could be by phone, could be by text, could be in person. I'm fully retired now, so I tell my mentees, you have preference of how you want to do this because you're still working. Okay, that's how I do it. But there's three or four different ways we can communicate with these guys, and we communicate with them quite a bit.
Now, what is the requirement to be a mentor?
There's an application process. You have to go through a background investigation with the sheriff's department. Being a veteran, of course, you have to be a veteran. All of us mentors are – I think every one of us is retired from the military. We've had one or two over the years that may have been on active duty for 10 or 12 years but didn't retire. The mentors are a mixture of senior officers and senior NCOs. It's about half and half. So about half of the mentors are master sergeants or sergeant majors, and about the other half are either lieutenant colonels or colonels. So we're all senior.
So you're in the process. You've got a mentor. You've gone before the judge. You have pled guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in the process of trying to, I guess, somehow. Is it schooling, training? What do you have to do that year-long process?
Okay, there are – we tell these guys and gals, because we do have some women mentees, we tell them all of the time that if you just follow the simple rules, it's not very hard to get through. And what those basic rules are, you have to come to court twice a month, and the program's divided into three phases, 1, 2, and 3. During phase one, they come to court twice a month, and they meet with their mentors a lot. Phase two, they only come to court once a month. And in phase three, they don't come to court at all. They're working with their mentors specifically. So they have to come to court. No alcohol, no illegal drugs. They have to do a urine analysis occasionally, and it's a surprise. It's not planned. It's a pop-up type of urine analysis. and comply with the judge's directions and comply with the directions of the mentors.
Well,
pretty simple.
As you're going through that, though, you know, they have to meet, they have to come in, they have to maybe take a surprise, your analysis. But what are they being evaluated on? Are they a punctuality? Are they going to work? What?
Everything. A lot of it has to do with being compliant with the rules. A lot of it has to do with attitude, as you can imagine. That's
right.
part of having a good attitude. Some guys they show up on time every time. They don't have any issues. Some guys may be late. Some not very many, and some may be having some issues, and it are not so much additional judicial issues, but maybe dealing with the VA or dealing with an apartment. Or a car, maybe their car is broke down, things like that. We try to make this a very holistic program. Between the 14 mentors, we can pretty much handle anything, mm-hmm. or at least recommend where to go. So it's a combination of complying with the requirements of the program and communicating with your mentors. That's the main thing.
Well, now, in this town, as an example, do you work with organizations like Still Serving Veterans?
We do. We're aware of them. We actually have a mentor handbook. I think Judge Hall may have given you a copy of that.
It's in that backpack right over there.
And in the back couple of pages of that handbook, we would call it an SOP.
Right.
Standard Operating Procedure. But in the back of that handbook, there's a page full of contacts, all kinds of places you can go for assistance. So that yes, Still Serving Veterans is one of them. The Vet Center over on Church Avenue, they're very good to deal with. All of these organizations will help these guys out.
Well, you know, I was looking, I read every page of that booklet that Judge Hall sent me, and I think that probably one of the most valuable items in the handbook for the Veterans Court is the list of contacts, because it's all encompassing.
It's all there.
It has everything. And, you know, one of the things I always try to help veterans out, I have ever since I left active duty, and wading through the morass of the VA is enough trouble in and of itself. And do y'all also work, you know, here now in Huntsville? We are blessed and thankful to have a VA clinic. Do y'all work with those guys too?
Not directly. I mean, you're talking about the CBOC, the
yes.
Community-Based Outreach Center. We recommend our guys to go over there. It's you've kind of alluded to this. There are a lot of programs and benefits that our veterans have they don't know anything about.
Nope, they
or
have
where
no
to
idea.
Go. And so in a lot of cases, we've got a guy right now, for example, is having to have some orthopedic work. Okay, and so we said, have you been to the CBOC? No. Where is it? Well, you need to go to the CBOC, and now he's getting treatment for his issues. And that's been a really big benefit for these guys. I probably 30 or 40% of our mentees need physical help, and so the program is there as a gateway or a segue to get them to the right people.
Well, you know, that's one thing a lot of people, and hey, I didn't know about it for many, many years. People, veterans don't realize they need to go to the veterans clinic, get enrolled in their system, and then you may find out that you can be evaluated for a disability. You
yes.
may find out that you can get your medications for free. You may find out that there's a lot of things that are over there that you had no idea you had access to. So then we come, and by the way, I want you to be thinking about this, not now, but when we come back from break, some of your best success stories, because I'm sure you have quite a few. So a person goes through the program and they're done and they have been successful. Then what happens? Y'all just release them, say?
There is continued communication with some of them, not many. I've had a couple of guys that I've heard from years later. I actually had a guy that called me in the middle of the night that had to go to Huntsville Hospital for something, had a panic attack. And this is 3 years maybe after he finished the program. And so he went to the hospital in an ambulance, but he had no way to get home. He calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, "Can you help me?" And I said, "Sure." So I went and picked him up and took him home.
Well, there you go. Well, Brian, speaking of picking us up and taking us home, I think it's about time for a break, so we'll go ahead and take one. And we come back with retired Colonel Ray Zimmerman, and I'm going to ask you to tell us your most rewarding experience and some of your success stories. And back in a bit, folks.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Before you build, know the ground beneath you. OMI Incorporated has been North Alabama's trusted name in geotechnical engineering for over 30 years. We provide subsurface investigations, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing to keep your project moving forward with confidence. Commercial, industrial, and public projects, OMI has the experience to get it right. OMI Incorporated, experience below the surface. Visit omi-eng.com. Or call 256-837-7664.
Cummins has kept the world running for more than 100 years. Since their founding in 1919, Cummins has been dedicated to leading the charge towards a future with smarter, cleaner power. Cummins sales and service locations are right where you need them when you need your engine or generator set service. And now, Cummins has a new Huntsville branch opening June 10th. They're located on Highway 31 in Tanner, just north of Calhoun College. Cummins expert technicians will keep you up and running. Call them at 205-808-2210.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight under a mostly cloudy sky. Temperatures dropping into the upper 60s and lower 70s. We're talking about scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into your Wednesday. I don't believe the entire day is going to be a washout, but rain is fairly likely Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. Temperatures only climbing into the lower 80s. We'll maintain the rain chances on Thursday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and we're having a nice conversation with retired Colonel Ray Zimmerman about the Veterans Court, where he serves as a mentor and has done so for many, 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 many years. Ray, I know in the time that you have done that, I'm sure you've had some things where you just weren't that happy with, and some things that you said, hey, I'm glad I did this. So let's what's one of your things that you maybe wish you could change or relive or have a different outcome with some of your mentees in the Veterans Court?
We had a young man that one of the things, and I'll go back a little bit to no drugs, no alcohol. The other thing that they drug test for is what they call low creatinine level, which is it makes it look like you're trying to flush your system. So maybe you've been drinking and you're trying to flush your system. We had a guy that was doing pretty well, but he just kept pushing that envelope, and did not finish the program because of one little thing like that. He just kept showing up with this low creatinine number. So that was kind of disappointing. We worked with him for a long time. One of the things that I've said several times to people is, oftentimes after the initial meeting with these guys, I think they're going to do well, and I'm wrong. And sometimes I think they're going to do not so well, and I'm wrong. It does happen.
Well, now, one thing you did mention, and we'll get into some other stuff later, but 14 of you guys, mm-hmm. and you had mentioned earlier, there's nothing derogatory here, that you're at that point in your life where you might be ready to look for something else. So mm-hmm. what's the pipeline for veterans who might be listening that might say, hey, I'd like to do that? Do you have a pipeline of replacement, or are you just happenstance get some people?
I'm not sure I can speak for some of the other guys, but when I come across a retired veteran that seems to have his act together, I will say something to them about Veterans Court. I think part of this answer has to do with how the would-be candidates find out about the program, and that's word of mouth. And the reason I say that is, of the 14 guys that we have, mentors we have right now, there's probably five of us have been there 10-plus years, and then there's another four or five that have been there between 3 and 5 years. But there's also three or four guys that have been there like 1 year, and that has not happened until recently. So it's only within the last year or two that we've got this bunch of new guys coming in. And so I think the word is spreading, and so I think more and more people are finding out. I interviewed a retired first sergeant a couple of weeks ago that showed some interest in becoming a mentor. So we do need more guys coming in because – like I said before, most of us have two mentees. I've had three at a time. We can use more mentors.
And I assume that this is not a compensated position.
There's no, there's no compensation.
No gas mileage, no anything.
No. They pay for our parking.
Oh.
That's it. But that's okay.
Okay.
And that's just a courtesy on their behalf. It's a buck and a half. It's not a big deal.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's go to the opposite end of that spectrum and tell us about some of the most rewarding experiences you've had while you worked in Veterans Court as a mentor.
There's two I can think of. One of them, we had a guy that just graduated not too long ago, and early on, when he was trying to decide to come into the program or not, there was maybe some misinformation. As we've talked about, getting this word out is not always a real easy thing to do. And there was a little misinformation, and the gentleman wasn't sure what he wanted to do. So I got a hold of him one day, and I says, look, you got to make a decision. You're either going to do this or you're not going to do it. And he chose to do it, and he was very, very successful. He's even finished all kinds of schooling, and he just started or just finished working on a master's degree.
Wow.
He did awesome. And I've told my fellow mentors one time, don't overlook somebody that may do just great, even though it appears up front it may not be so good. Stay with them. Stick with them. And the other one I'll mention, which is a very recent story. I love to tell the story. We had a young Marine who just finished, and he had a wife and a daughter, And the wife and daughter always came to court. And we have found out over the years that when family members are participating in this thing, it does help them. But this young man was working part-time. He was going to school part-time, making straight A's in calculus. He was doing community service. He was doing all the other things he had to do for the court program, and never once complained about it. He was just awesome. I really think a lot of him and his family.
Now, is one of the services you guys provide, do you help with employment if they need it, to place them somewhere?
We do. This young man I'm talking about is trying to find a summer internship. And like I said, straight A's in calculus. This young man, brilliant. And so some of us collect resumes and we send them out to people that we know in the networking. I've been away from the network for a while, but you know most of our mentors are all still working. So there's a pipeline there.
Well, that's a good – plus still serving veterans can help
plus
with that.
Plus still serving – they're very, very good.
Okay, well, we got a couple of minutes left, and I know you wanted to mention something about Judge Ruth Ann Hall, who's maybe got about 2 years left as the lead judge. So take it away.
She's strict. She kind of reminds me of a military officer or a military NCO. In fact, one time she was kidding around and said, maybe I should have been a sergeant major. But she has standards, like the military does, and she's pretty strict about those standards. But even at that, she is the most compassionate person I've ever met. She's the most compassionate, hard-nosed person I've ever known. She wants these guys to succeed. She makes them toe the line, but she'll bend over backwards to help them and to get them through this program. That's the bottom line. She wants these guys to be successful.
And when she goes away, will the program go away?
I don't know. I hope not. There's a lot of veterans out there that could use veterans court.
Well, you know, one thing you mentioned, you and I get this, I'm sure, because we're old military guys. When you say compassionate, hard-nosed person, those two, to our listeners, those are not totally opposite ends of the spectrum. Sometimes to be compassionate, you got to be a little hard-nosed. Mm-hmm. I think anybody who's ever raised a child can understand that. Mm-hmm. So let me give you the final word. I think we got about a minute left, and just give us the final word on Veterans Court for those who may be out there listening saying, A, I want to help, or B, I need their help.
If you're facing some judicial challenges with the law and you're a veteran, you may be eligible to be accepted into the Veterans Court program. If you are, it takes about a year, and if you complete it, you will not have a conviction. On the other hand, if you're a retiree or a senior NCO or a senior officer and you want to reach out and do more, you want to do something else for the veteran community, just, you know, let us know. I guess you could call me.
Call
the station here, WZZN, and you know, Bill can reach out to me. We'd be glad to talk with you if you're interested in being a mentor. It is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done because you get to help these guys, and you know what they've been through. I mean, quite a few of our guys are combat veterans that have been hurt in combat, so we know what they've been through, and being able to help them is a very, very rewarding activity.
All right. Well, Ray, thank you so much. This has been Veterans Corner, and this has been a great mentor for the Veterans Court here in Huntsville, Alabama, under Judge Ruth Ann Hall. And we're going to go ahead, Brian, and take a break, and I will escort our guest through the gate, and we will be back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all, with features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. Time to wrap up this episode in this edition of The Point with Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. We had Miss Kenesha Dees on today, and also had retired Colonel Ray Zimmerman of the Veterans Court. If you need to hear that again, go to our website, talkradiowzzn.com, and find it there, listen to it, copy and paste it, send it to whoever you want to.
I'm producing as fast as I can. Hopefully, give me about 15 minutes and get it on the website. Share it with everybody, talkradiowzzn.com.
Anything coming up on the station tonight, Brian?
Well, Trash Pandas are going to be here tonight on Talk Radio WZZN. They are hosting the Chattanooga Lookouts, and it's Bark at the Park tonight out of Toyota Field. So grab your furry four-footed friend, furry two-footed friend, I guess. James, if you're listening, let's go to the ballgame. Come on out, Bark at the Park at Toyota Field. They got a lot of good stuff. They got a couple of Harry Potter nights, and they've got fireworks coming up this weekend for Memorial Day.
I can tell you this. There is no way on God's green earth that I would take Winston the Dachshund to a baseball game.
Not more than once, anyway.
Not more for one inning. So,
hey, I think it'd be a lot for Ollie the Wonder Dog, too.
Hey, we're going to get out of here, folks. Good show tomorrow. We have the Redstone Rocket Report with Skip Vaughn. And also we're going to have non-interventional cardiologist Dr. James McGraw to talk
easy
to us.
Easy for you to say.
Easy for, no, it's not. But he's going to talk to us about non-interventional heart health, and I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Very much.
And folks, keep your soldiers and our servicemen your thoughts in prayer, and we will go ahead and get out of here. Brian, I'll see you tomorrow.
And,
thanks.
Y'all look out for each other, all right?
And vote if you hadn't.
Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.